This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg, Ray Kaplan, Permaseal, and Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio. I am your host, David Hochberg. We're here till 12. That would be noon to some of our listeners. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We have a show packed with information that will help you jettison into the new year on the right foot. You like that segue, Roy? That's a professional segue here from a part-time professional, semi-professional radio host.
Very impressive.
That's very impressive. 312-981-7200. We're here to take all your calls, whatever call questions that you have regarding home safety, basement water protection, keeping your basement dry in 2022, and student loans. We're going to start first with the Ray Kaplan. I call her the student loan assassin. You have helped a ton of my clients, as well as my friends, save an ungodly amount of money on their student loans. So let's introduce you, and what are you going to be sharing with us today, Ray?
Well, there's a lot going on in the student loan world, both for federal loans and even some interesting things on private loans. And there's a ton of forgiveness out there that I think people need to know about and that WGN listeners can really benefit from. So we'll talk about that and then the usual planning for student loans so you know exactly what you're doing.
This is a perfect time.
Yeah.
When you're get if you have a child, a junior or a senior, especially a senior, because right. you're basically 6-7 months away, 8 months away from packing them up and sending them away, hopefully, with this COVID scare going on, all of that clears up so the kids could go to college. But you have to, if you haven't started planning, now's probably a pretty doggone good time to start planning.
Now's a really good time. I think there's always a lot of focus by the parents on just, you know, getting their kids into a school. And then there's a lot of scrambling as to how to pay for it after they get in. But the key for us is the financial planning so that the parents and the child will know exactly what it will look like, what it will cost, and how to handle it.
And how to handle it when they graduate so they're not saddled with $200,000-$400,000 worth of debt.
Exactly.
If our listeners want to reach you and your team during the show, how do they reach out to you?
Our office is 312-294-8989. Also, our website, financialrelief.com.
And the name of your company is the Kaplan Law
Firm.
Kaplan Law Firm.
Right.
I always mess it up, say the Kaplan Law Group, and I apologize. So that's Kaplan Law Firm. You're located downtown, and you handle all 50 states in the United States.
Yeah, for federal student loans, we can handle basically anybody anywhere. But if you have private student loans, then if you're out of state, we'll refer you to an attorney in your state.
All right. Next is Roy Spencer. 40 years in business, over 400,000 basements you guys have shored up. How does that make you feel? Exhausted.
Old. Well, you say it. No, I'm very gratified. You know, living the dream, as you say. I want to talk about today, the weather. You know, everybody talks about it, nobody does anything about it. But very interesting weather we're having. It's supposed to be, it's what it's supposed to be right now. And, yeah. And yet here it is raining one day and thawing the next, and a lot of snow, super cold coming in. So that poses challenges and opportunities for your home and for your basement. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that today.
We will allow you to talk about that.
Thank
Roy,
you.
Roy Spencer. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team or your tribe, you call them your tribe, during the show, what's the best number and website to reach them?
800-421-7325 or go to permaseal.net.
David Haas, Miracle Method. This is the time of year that our listeners get together, see family members that they might not have seen in a long period of time. Due to the COVID crisis we've been working under for the past 18, 19 months, they might see a family member that's downshifted a little bit, needs a little extra help. You guys do that in addition to resurfacing and doing a bunch of other stuff, but safety is a predominant part of your business. What are you going to be talking about later today?
Yeah, safety is number one, and you can't have all that fun, right, if you get in an accident or something
right.
like that. And so we'd like to talk to you today about that product we do called the Easy Step, making it easier to get in and out of the bathtub and safer for your family.
If our listeners want to reach out or visit your website, how do they do that?
That is miraclemethod.com/Chicago. And our phone number out there is 630-832-2250.
And I am David Hochberg, and we're going to take a break here, right, Benny? I think we got a break. It's a different clock during the weekdays than we have on the weekend. So this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're here until noon to help you with any type of question that you might have regarding home safety, regarding student loans, regarding keeping your basement. If you have any cracks down your foundation, you might not think that you're going to have challenges. But as Roy says, if you had water in your basement this past year, it's not going to just magically disappear next year. And the snow is coming, and that snow is going to melt, and that melting snow is going to wind its way into your basement. I got a great story how you and I met. Originally, 312-981, I think it's great. You might think it's horrific, because then that's why we met, and you're like, I wish you never called me. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We love your text messages. We love your pictures. Send them in, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? For some? Some pimp.
Whoever looks at me.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some.
Sump.
Pit. Sump.
Sump. Pit.
Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Some of the finer memories of this year of me trying to master the English language. 312-981-7200. But that's why we have experts. To some pump. Right? For God's sakes. Not a sump pimp. That's a whole nother story. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I was sitting in my office at home watching the Super Bowl. This is when we met, Roy. And it was during the Super Bowl. It was New England against somebody, and we got 18 inches of snow, right? We got a huge snowstorm. And I'm sitting there going... And I sent a text to the general sales manager. I said, I got to get Roy on, because this snow is going to melt, eventually going to melt, and they're going to go into people, our listeners' basements, and our listeners aren't thinking about this, but this is what I think about while eating Lou Malnati's pizza while watching the Super Bowl, watching it snow outside. And I'm like, the snow is going to go someplace, and if our listeners had problems in the fall and they didn't fix it, you're going to have 12 to 18 inches of snow start working its way through into their basement. So let's get a hold of Roy. And that was the beginning of our relationship.
The depths of your compassion are mm-hmm. I can't fathom that.
It was like 6 years ago. I can remember it. I had a Lou Malnati's deep dish with extra sausage, and I put the sausage on top. Because I like my sausage a little crusted, a little burnt. You got to ask for it on top, or else they put it underneath. Huh. I'm just giving you a little finer tip. So when you order your Malnati's tonight, you put it on top. It's delicious.
Did you ever try the one where they're without the crust?
100%.
That's crazy.
100%.
Basically, the crust is sausage.
Sausage. It's delicious.
Healthy. It's a healthy choice.
Absolutely delicious. I haven't had it in 16 weeks, but I'm mouth watering here. I'm not drooling just thinking about it. Come on, soda, Roy. 312-981-7200. You have your anniversary sale coming up. You want to talk about that?
This is going to be our 43rd anniversary, and super glad to be here, super proud. And we're going to celebrate that by offering savings to our clientele. We've got some great savings on some products they can use right now in the dead of winter, including our PermaFoam insulation service. We're having 15% off that. And
what is that, real quick, for our listeners that have never heard about that?
So people are losing a lot of heat right now as we speak, going outside between the foundation where your house meets the concrete foundation, at the rim joist area. And it's one of the most vulnerable and yet least protected areas of your home. So what we do is we come in and we clean that area out around the perimeter of your basement, and we spray this insulfoam in there, which will save you heating bills and make your home a lot more comfortable and your floors warmer upstairs.
312-981-7200. You say every home has these rim joists,
yeah,
right? So is it safe to say that those rim joists were not insulated prior to ever?
I would say they were, most of them are poorly insulated, under-insulated. And so that's why it's one of the, in addition to your doors and windows, it's one of the major sources of heat loss in every home. And well, it's an easily rectified thing that would add permanent value to your home.
Is it safe to say then, if it was originally insulated 10, 15 years ago, that that insulation might have degraded over time, or no?
Well, think of fiberglass insulation. I don't know that it really degrades too much, but it's just ineffective. And so this is our spray foam insulation is over twice as effective as those bats of insulation. And a lot of homes have no insulation, but even if you do, it's probably under insulated.
Free estimate as always?
As always. So we have that 15% off that just during the month of January. We also have 10% off our crawl space encapsulations. And we've talked about that, how you can transform your crawl space mm-hmm. into bright, usable, dry space. So we have 10% off of that during January. And any of our sump pumps, our primary pumps, our backup pumps, including the basement defender, which right. you're a big fan of, Dave.
I love it. Yeah.
It's the only device that will test your pumps every day and give you the peace of mind knowing that your sump pumps will work. So during the month of January, you can save 10% off any of our pumps as well.
I'm doing this for MegaPro's Joe because he's not here. What percentage of pumps fail, Roy?
100%.
All right. We've got a lady on the listener on the phone by the name of Beth. Hi, Beth. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Absolutely. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How can we help you?
Yeah, I actually just wanted to call and say thanks. We've been longtime Home Sweet Home listeners, my husband and I, and also longtime PermaSeal customers. And recently, my husband and I put a contract on a house and had the home inspection and everything. And there was an issue on the second floor. The floor was sloping, and it kind of made us nervous about buying the house. And so we just called PermaSeal, and because I knew they did some structural investigations. And so we called them, had them come out. They did a free estimate on, you know, what was going on, or a free survey, I should say. And I can't tell you how delighted I am, because this is like my dream home. And now we know that the home is safe. And the issue was really just about basically just a bend in the floor joists that really weren't affecting the structure of the nice. House, but were more, and then I spoke to the structural expert afterwards, John, who was absolutely fantastic, and he explained everything that he did, how he measured at the I-beams, that the house was really structurally sound, that it was only off by an eighth of an inch, which he says he never sees. So I got to say, it was just such a great experience. And anyway, thanks, Roy, and the team at PermaSeal, because, you know, it's so stressful buying a house, and this just makes me feel so much better.
So it made, you know, just to recap, Beth, it made you feel comfortable, right? So, Roy, how did it make you know that you were able to help Beth and her family purchase that home and not have to worry about any type of structural challenges?
Well, that's... Honestly, thank you so much, Beth, for calling us and for trusting us. And I'm so glad that we were able to help you by not helping you. and that's the thing. You know, people are afraid to call. They don't want to know and things. And so many times we have good news. It's right. a lot less than they think. It's a lot less of a problem. Sometimes it's no problem like that. And our guys are perfectly, you know, certified and capable. And they were perfectly willing to tell you that you have no problem. You don't need our services. Right. And the cost is the same. It's absolutely free estimate. So I'm glad we were able to help you, Beth.
Well, thanks, Beth. Thanks for calling. And you have a happy and a healthy new year. And hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. I've got a great story after the break. And then we're going to throw it over to Ray in how you had came out to plug some holes, found a huge structural challenge. Beth didn't have any challenges. You found a huge structural challenge in a home that one of our borrowers was going to buy. And you're like, yeah, it's you've got a bigger thing here except plugging holes. And we're going to talk about that after the break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We usually heard on Saturdays. 10 until 1. We're in for John Williams today. John will be back on Monday, and we'll be back to our regular schedule time spot next Saturday. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a ton of texts coming in. Couple from Ray, couple for Dave, couple for Roy. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Whoa. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, Benny, I messed it up. Take it easy. 312-981-72. Ben's in the control booth. I told you we're coming back quick. I didn't think it was that quick. Come on, Roy. We got another hour, 2 hours and 30 minutes. John Williams going, yeah, I got nothing to worry about with this guy.
Job secure.
My job is secure, yeah. Safe and sound, lock and key. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Ton of text messages coming in. I want to tell, that was a great story from Beth, how she was able to buy her dream home. She thought she had a challenge. It wasn't a challenge. I'm going to tell a story now of one of our borrowers who bought a home. We got to the end. There were three or four hairline cracks in the basement. The builder would not go in and plug the holes, okay? So how much is it to plug, ballpark number, four hairline cracks? Under $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's under $1,000. So I got tired of my guys going back and forth. I'm like, forget about it. Send PermaSeal out. I'll pay for it, right? I don't care. Let's just get it done, right? I mean, after like a week of going back and forth, you guys send a crew out. Comes back with an analysis, says, hey, good news, bad news. I said, okay, great. What's the good news, bad news? We could patch the four cracks. It'll cost under $1,000, but those cracks are going to continue to get bad, and our seal will not hold because they've got major structural challenges because of something was going on. Your guys that you sent out noticed a wall, basement wall, was bowing in on a new construction home.
Yeah.
So they gave me a cost to cure, right? What to make it right of like 50 to 60, whatever it was, because they had to dig it out and pier it and anchor it and do all this stuff. So I went back to my buyer. I'm like, hey, good news. I can plug it. Bad news. You're buying a decaying home that I wouldn't let my kids buy. But if you want to buy it, I'll plug the holes and you could do it. But somewhere down the road, your basement wall is going to cave in. And you're going to have a major problem. So now the builder, this knucklehead, who all he had to do was patch the three, four holes, knows he has a structural challenge on his hand. The guy didn't buy the home, blew up the home, and bought a different home, thank goodness. But now the builder had to declare on the disclosures that I know I have a problem in the basement, I have structural challenges. Do you get that a lot?
We do, David. And, you know, most times people don't know, and they're not trained to recognize, oh, that crack's structural, this crack's not. In fact, in Beth's case, they had a building inspector out, and he thought it was a structural problem where there wasn't. So, again, there is specific knowledge you have to have to diagnose a structural problem. But to me, those are great stories because they show that my people are doing the right thing.
Yeah.
We've been 43 years. It's not smoke and mirrors. Okay, it's by doing the right thing. And so sometimes that costs us business. Sometimes it creates more business. But at the end of the day, we're doing the right thing for Beth. She's able to buy this home and at the right price. And your young buyer, he didn't get saddled buying a project, which would probably have been devastating to a new homeowner to have a major structural problem unbeknownst to him. So, you know, again, that's just how we do it. We're going to go in and tell you what you have. It's your home, it's your money, it's your problem. But we're going to at least inform you so you can make an informed decision.
We have a texter here, 847. Can he please ask Roy about permafoam? Can it be sprayed on the wood floor joist above a crawl space which has a concrete floor to it? Could the foam also be sprayed on the concrete walls of the crawl space? Roy Spencer.
So the permafoam is specifically designed for the rim joist, where the concrete wall meets the joist of the house going up in the house. So it's not really, we could spray the foam on the floors, underneath the floor, but he probably wants that because his floors are cold. But his floors are cold because the rim joist isn't sealed. So it's really wasted money, you know, spraying the underside of your flooring. You want to stop the heat loss where it's coming from at the rim joist. Now, as far as the concrete walls, yes, they are a source of heat loss as well. But economically, we have styrofoam insulation panels that we can put on the walls more economically than the spray foam. The spray foam is designed because it will tenaciously adhere to the wood and the concrete, making the bond and sealing all the little air holes. So,
because that's where the pipeline of cold's coming in.
Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I was listening to the radio, to WGN, like I always do, I think earlier this week or last week, and I heard Terry Savage on with John Williams mention a caller called in and asked Terry's thought about student plus parent plus loans, and Terry made the comment that she thought that they were a bad idea. Let's just keep it generic without going into specific, that she wasn't a big fan of them, and I'm just like, whoa, Ray, heads up. This is what, you know, she's like, I know I'm listening and all that stuff. I'm like, okay, I just want to make, you know, because I know Ray's a huge fan of Parent Plus loans. And even though Terry Savage, who is very, very, you know, very smart, she's been around a long time, and that's her opinion, but you're in this arena every single day, hand-to-hand combat. You read the statutes. You read all the different releases. What is your opinion? And I heard you on with John earlier this week. What is your opinion? Let's just clear the air. What is your opinion on Parent Plus loans?
Well, okay, so I think that there's no one-size-fits-all answer for everybody. However, if you have kids and you are not in a position where you have all of the money saved for college tuition, if it's a choice between taking out private student loans, which sometimes have a lower interest rate than federal Parent Plus loans, and I don't work for the federal government, so I have no axe to grind here, but the statute that governs federal student loans, including federal Parent Plus loans, has all of the repayment terms laid out so that you can see what the repayment terms are. And so while I think Terry focuses on interest rates, which is fine, and most of the time you do want to focus on interest rates.
Because they're high on those.
Right.
On those
in all other areas of debt, you do want to make sure that the interest rates are lower and that you're getting the best interest rate. However, with federal student loans, it's a different type of debt. There's an overriding statute which governs all things federal student loans. So the repayment terms are more important, in my opinion, than the interest rate, because in many cases, because of the payment terms on federal Parent Plus loans, you wind up paying less than what you took out over 10 or 20 years. Now, when does that ever happen with private student loans or private any type of loans? Never. Right. It just doesn't happen. So in my opinion, federal Parent Plus loans are 90% of the time the way to go.
I hear, and again, I'm not knocking Terry Savage. She does a great job. She's a very, very unbelievably talented, smart financial analyst, gives great information on the radio. It's just that sometimes when somebody writes a newsletter and isn't in it every single day, like you are and I am, and I hear stuff on, you know, with other hosts who write newsletters and give mortgage advice, and I cringe, right? I do my Kegel exercises because I'm like, what are you talking about? That, you know, that's just inaccurate.
Right.
So you're in it every single day. It's hand to hand combat, right? You've read the statute. You know the front door, the back door, the side door, the trap door, the sunroof, the moonroof. You know every different way to help our listener either plan for college, to minimize that student debt into the future. And you are you're basically a certified financial planner for all of our listeners who have a child or grandchild or a niece or a nephew or their own child going to college, because you know all of the rules regarding this.
Right. I think the key is to... This is where being an attorney really comes in handy. So I'm an attorney. I studied the statute. I know how the statute applies to borrowers. So that's why we can give our clients a highly customized individual approach to, if you borrow this amount of money in terms of federal Parent Plus loans, here's exactly what the repayment terms will look like, because we're using the repayment terms that are in the statute. So the statute lays out the formulas, and so we can predict with pretty good specificity what the payments are going to look like and how much forgiveness they're going to get. So, you know, in terms of whether or not it's a good idea to take them out, if you're making a tremendous amount of money, far more than you're going to end up taking out in federal Parent PLUS loans. It might not be advantageous for you to take them out, but it might be. We have to analyze the situation. But if you're making less than what you're going to end up owing in federal Parent PLUS loans, it almost always is the case that it's going to be advantageous and you're going to get a tremendous amount of forgiveness.
100%. We got to take a quick break. It would be like Dave, a remodeler who doesn't know that you could cut a hole in a cast iron or porcelain bathtub and put an Easy Step in, saying, oh, we got to tear the whole damn bathroom out instead of just putting in an Easy Step. It's just like us, you know, I know I'm
so many options.
There's so many options that we're going to talk about coming up. But Ray, we've got, we're going to go a little deeper. We got a ton of text messages here for you. We got to take a quick break because Benny's like, we got to take a quick break, which means I got to take a quick break. 312-981-7200 is the MicroPros call, text, and photo line. We got a bunch of text messages coming in. Thank you for those pictures. Those pictures are great. Roy's analyzing it right now. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Nothing but love here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. You know, you step outside the lines, we just bring you back in the middle of the lines there. That was Steve Cortez of RJ Grand Plumbing taking 18 minutes to answer a 30-second question. And I've got our text lines blowing up. Do this, do that. I'm like, I know, I got it. He knows it too. Just answer the flipping question. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Out to Elmhurst. Barbara, thank you for listening on this New Year's Eve. You have a question for Ray.
I do. Our youngest daughter went off to college. My husband and I never went to college. He was in the Air Force and started a family. And anyway, didn't know anything about Parent PLUS other than it was a way for our daughter to go to college, out of state, mind you. Well, here we are. He's 76. I'm retired. He should be retired. Both have had heart problems. Anyway, we are still paying on this loan. There was a time where when it first started, we weren't paying. And now the loan is, how much is the loan, honey? Over $150,000. And we don't have, he was off work and don't have the money. We have a house. That's it.
We got you. All right. So, Barbara, how old are you?
I'm 75.
And he's 76?
Yeah.
Well, high five him. For marrying a younger woman. Smart man. All right, so...
Very smart man.
Are you still working?
No, I have retired.
And he's still working?
He's still working full-time. He's really tired.
I can imagine. I'm exhausted and he's a vet. So here we go.
Okay, so are these federal Parent PLUS loans?
Are they federal Parent PLUS loans? Okay, hold on.
Let who do you write the checks out to? Who do you send the money to? Nelnet?
Who do you send the money to, honey?
Oh, I love that.
Honey. Wait.
Don't worry. We've got until noon. Just don't take his time.
Oh, well, that's good.
Tell him to pick up the phone. You got more?
Navient.
Okay.
So if they are federal Parent PLUS loans, Navient services both private loans and federal loans. So we can take a look for you if you want to give us a call. We can take a look and see that Navient is servicing for the Department of Education. Here's the good news. When your husband retires, we can recalculate the payment based on his non-Social Security retirement income, which for most people greatly reduces the monthly payment. We can also take some of his statutory forbearance so he doesn't need to make any payments. And now here's the thing I would definitely be interested in exploring. There's a section of this statute called TPD, and you can look it up. It's the disability section of the statute under the Higher Education Act. If we can have a doctor sign off on the application after he retires, that based on an illness or ailment, even if it's really bad arthritis or a cardiac condition, anything like that, where the doctor can state that because of this illness or ailment, he's not able to go back to work, then we can have the entire loan balance, all $150,000, forgiven, and that's a tax-free forgiveness.
Now, I just want to clarify real quick. Mm-hmm. You're not encouraging Beth, Barbara's husband, to find a doctor to write a letter. That's in the statute for other listeners who might have a similar challenge, because I'm going to start getting text messages. Oh, there she goes again with the loophole. No, you're just letting our listeners know on a macro level, not a micro. I know Barbara's calling in with her specific challenges, but in the event that her husband, who doesn't like talking on the phone, has some type of physical challenge.
Illness or ailment.
Right. There's a way to get it all forgiven.
That's absolutely right. It's the disability section of the statute. So it has to be a legit illness or ailment. Your medical doctor has to sign off on it. But it's something that we'd want to take a look at, certainly, because if that section of the statute applies to your husband, then you can have those loans forgiven.
She has 150,000 reasons to have that looked at. So, Barbara, here's what we're going to do, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Number one, thank your husband for his service, okay? Make sure he knows that we all love him and we appreciate his service to our country, number one, first and foremost. Number two, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your number so Ray could follow up, and we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, all right?
Sure.
You got the bonanza here. I mean, you got the trifecta. Other than me coming over and cooking you dinner, that's the daily double, right?
Oh, you can come over and cook.
I'm sure. I'm not a good cook. All right. But hang on, Barbara. You're awesome. Happy, healthy new year. But hang tight, my friend. All right. 312-981-7200. Again, those that write newsletters and that are experts that don't dive deep, who say that Parent Plus loans are bad, like an expert did here, you're telling me that based upon the statute that you read and that you deal with and you dance on that dance floor every single day,
right,
that this couple, 75, 76, might be able to expunge all that debt.
That's correct. They might be able to get rid of it, and it's a tax-free forgiveness. So nothing like that exists really for private student loans. You're bound to the four corners of the contract that you sign when you get a private student loan. And it's up to their discretion, essentially, if they'll forgive the loan. However, if you have a federal student loan, there is a governing section of the statute where if you're disabled and you're not able to work, you can have the loans forgiven.
In the event that, and I'm not trying to wish anybody passing away. This, again, this is an answer to the question. In the event that Barbara's older husband, 76, passes away and the student loans were in his name, Mr. Barbara,
right,
is Barbara obligated to pay those student loans?
Not with federal student loans, no. So with federal loans, if the borrower passes away, then you send a notice of the death certificate to the servicer in the Department of Ed, and they're forgiven. If the student for whom the Parent Plus loans were taken out, God forbid, passes away, they're also forgiven. Does not exist for private loans.
We got top of the hour news, traffic, and weather. Phone number real quick if our listeners want to reach out.
Sure, 312-294-8989.
All right, we're going to come back with David Haas, who's been warming up in the bullpen for the past hour. 312-981 from Miracle Method. 312-981-7200. Keep those text messages coming in. Keep those pictures coming in of your tie rods and your gas lines. Roy's getting all excited here. That perked him up. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. So, Ray, we're going to knock out a couple of text messages quick. Question for Ray. My daughter needs to start paying her student loans soon. I guess she's probably on forbearance. Mm-hmm. And we have about 20 grand saved up to help her. Should we pay the 20 grand all at once at the beginning of the loan?
The answer to that is it depends. It depends on where she works, if they're federal loans or if they're private loans. If they're federal loans, I would strongly encourage them to wait before they do anything, because it might be that she's going to wind up paying less than what she actually owes because they're federal student loans. If they're private student loans, then my advice is usually to try and chop them down and pay them back as quickly as possible.
Daughter consolidated student loans to private because she was encouraged to do so. Mm. Here's the kicker.
Oh, boy.
She is a teacher.
Oh, boy.
Which is in Aurora, in a depressed school area for 10 years. What can be done for her?
Well,
what shouldn't she have done?
If you're a public school teacher. There are great options for you if you have federal student loans. There's tremendous forgiveness available under both teacher loan forgiveness sections of the statute and public sector loan forgiveness sections of the statute. If she recently consolidated those to turn them into private loans, if you're within the cancellation clause, I would have her come in and see us right away to see whether or not we can cancel that private consolidation. She might actually be able, under the PSLF waiver that the Biden administration recently did, get rid of the entire federal student loan balance if she's already worked 10 years in the public sector. So it's very imperative that we would know the dates that she did the private consolidation to see if we can get her out of it. If not, then it's a private student loan. Got to pay it back and got to pay it back as fast as you can. That'll be good on her FICO score.
Here's another text message. A student loan assassin she is. She lowered our entire family's loans, every single one of them. Love her personality on the show too. I'd love to see her on more and have her own show. So there you go. There's a vote to kick me off on Saturdays and to plug you in. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. You okay there, Dave? You made it back?
I'm great.
All right.
I love that they said see her more on the radio.
See her more on the radio?
We got the cameras and the thing.
Listen, you go to Facebook, Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook, and you could see us. 312-981-7200. All right. We're on John Williams clock here during the week. It's different. We take more breaks going on. Let's talk about, before this break that's coming up, how you helped a WGN listener this past year. Because you started on the show this past year. You've helped an ungodly amount of our listeners save money, is what I meant to say, by not tearing out their showers and bathtubs and keep that money in their pocket because they need it more than a contractor does, when you could just go in and cut out a section of a bathtub that they're mobility challenged. And listen, it's not safe trying to clear, what is it, a 30, a 24, 30-inch?
I think you're the one with the high tub, right?
I said 48, and you're like, well, that's you.
Yeah, it's a hot tub in your bathroom. But you're
don't
right,
judge.
Though. We,
I know.
I splash around a lot, and it keeps the water in, Roy, okay? As if you don't, Mr. Oh, I got a standard tub.
He ran hurdles, too.
You should try the 48-inch, Roy, and take a bath. You'll have a lot more fun, a lot more room to move around. All right, so you had one of our listeners.
Yeah, 100%.
A lot of our listeners.
You're right on, because we really aim to save people money over the cost of replacement. That's the idea. And to Roy's point, the options that are available for folks, it's really just about educating people and seeing what's out there, what you can do. If you're having any sort of trouble getting in and out of the bathtub, this is one way that you can accomplish that for significantly less money than remodeling.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and podcasts or previous shows. Walk us through what the process is. Easy step process.
So, what we do, quite literally, cut a hole in the middle of that, or wherever you sort of need it in the bathtub, and whether it's iron or fiberglass, steel, I mean, that really covers the gamut. We can, it's almost like taking a U out of it, if you can picture that while you're listening. And then we put a step in there that you can just, now you've lowered that threshold from typically bathtubs around 18, 20 inches.
Mm-hmm.
We're dropping it down 10, 12. I mean, there's a lot of options because there's a lot of different styles of bathtubs, but it's going to be way easier.
312-981-7200. We're going to come back with more of safety issues. And also, our listeners want to invest money into their home. They don't have a lot of money to invest. You have a way to accomplish that without tearing apart a bathroom and a kitchen.
Yep, the core of the business.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And for all the texters out there that think we're scams and what's not fair with the student loans, we're going to get to you. Don't worry about it, because I think it's important that we address it. What Ray does is 100% legal, and if you have a way to save money on something, okay, I think it is in our best interest to share with our listeners, in their best interest, on how to save money. If the federal government's going to continue to pump money into the college arena, and the cost to college, the investment to send our kids to college, continues to go up at 5 to 7% a year, and these kids are going away to college at $50,000 to $200,000 for a 4-year degree, and they're graduating making $25,000. Something's got to give, and if you have somebody on your side that could help you before you go into college, set it up to save the most money, and when you get out of college, because you didn't have the wherewithal or the foresight or knowledge that Ray does consultation, to do it after you get out, why not? It's like clipping coupons. Okay, I clip coupons all the time. I like cutting. That's what I do, right? I print them and I cut them. 312-981-7200. If there's $20,000 on the sidewalk, okay, and somebody's going to tell you, and it's in a box, and somebody's going to tell you how to save $20,000, or Barbara has got $150,000 sitting in the sidewalk. She's 75, married to a 76-year-old veteran. I did that in all one breath because I'm all fired up now.
Great.
And somebody could help them save $150,000. Ray, don't help them. Hang on, Ray. I turned your mic. Don't help them, Ray. We're going. Your mic's back on.
Okay.
You know, don't help them. Don't help the 75-year-old lady married to a 76-year-old vet. Don't help them.
Yeah, I mean, look, I encourage everybody to go out there and to read the statute. It's the Higher Education Act of 1965 as amended in 2005. It's the law. So there are sections of the law that apply and some that don't apply. But if you're injured or you're disabled and you're not able to work,
right,
then this section applies. And the perk is that you can get forgiveness of your loans. It's meant to give some, to alleviate some pressure, just like there are laws under the bankruptcy code, under the tax code, right, to alleviate pressure.
Now, we're not encouraging Barbara to push her husband down the steps. We're not doing that.
Barbara, if you're listening.
Roy's like, I think you better clean that up, Hochberg. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, you ready for this? Because I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar because I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits. And I'm like, I can do that.
Well, I'm just not sure about that.
Oh my God, David.
I can do that.
What was the worst idea I've ever heard in my life?
I could do that.
You gotta look into OnlyFans possibly then.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here though. Don't Google it here.
312-981-7200. You're the title sponsor of that, Roy Spencer.
Oh my God. Can I cancel?
Nope. Nope. We already got the money. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. So, David Haas, we have our listeners that want to start off the new year. They fully employed now, right? Unemployment's at record lows. Our listeners are working. They're staying in their homes longer. They don't have the money to do a complete tear out and replacement of a kitchen. They like the layout. They like their cabinets, but they don't like their cabinet colors, and they don't like the different countertop colors from 1985, okay, 40 right. years old. And right. they want to bring it up to speed here, 40, 50 years old, whatever it is, you know, 40 years old. I don't have a job that has to deal with numbers. You know, it's 40 years old, and they want a little facelift. 30 to 40 years old, and they want a facelift. You have a technique that could help our listeners save a ton of money, completely renovate their kitchens and bathrooms for a fraction of the cost. Can you explain what that is all about?
Yeah, exactly right. And thanks for bringing that up, because we talk about bathroom safety so much here, but really the core of our business is saving that money over the cost of replacement, giving you the opportunity. If you're thinking about maybe a remodeling project, or you think, is there an easier way, less stressful way, less mess? And that's where we come in. And this method has just been tried and true. And the miracle method that we use, a 40-year-old product and service, and we've been here in Chicago for almost 10 years now doing it. And really it's applying high-tech acrylic and resin coatings to your existing surfaces and keeping you from throwing that thing out. I mean, we save so many pounds and tons. Of garbage going in the landfill every year just by refinishing a kitchen countertop and bringing it back to life, extending the life of it 10, 15 years at a minimum.
And cabinet doors.
Cabinet doors are great things. So as we had been doing counters and tubs and tile, why don't we do cabinets, right? That, talk about a big investment in a kitchen. If you've done a kitchen remodel, you know.
It's $15,000 to $115,000,
and you can't just do the cabinets, can you? You'd have appliances. To do the counter, the appliances, everything. So this is a way where you're coating the cabinets and giving them new life, long time, and you can pick any color under the sun.
How long does that take to do a kitchen, to resurface an entire kitchen cabinet and countertop?
Yeah.
Is it 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
No, an average. So most of our jobs are about a day and a half long. Now, when you talk about a counter and a cabinet or something like that, but it's probably going to be 3-4 days, maybe 5 days, but almost always we're in and out of your house in under a week.
No supply chain issues.
None so far, but thanks for that.
You have...
It's like calling the triple, or making a sports analogy there, but...
Yeah, stay in
Don't the, ruin it. Don't ruin it. Dave.
Stop.
Don't jinx it.
No, I do that all the time, and I go right
safe,
into the rock.
You're safe. I like
right.
it.
No, okay. I'm just saying that...
No, but really, it's a different sort of supply chain. You know, I mean, we're not waiting for aluminum. We're not
right.
waiting for steel. And what we're doing is readily available.
Within a week, you could have a brand new kitchen.
It's going to feel like a brand new kitchen.
How much of an investment is that? Standard kitchen... You got the L-shaped kitchen or the U-shaped kitchen, whatever you got, 15 cabinets, right, tops and bottom, 20,
sure.
30, well, you know, say 25, right? You've got tops and bottoms, standard 36, 42, whatever it is, the soffits
yeah.
get taken
yeah.
out, whatever it is. What's the investment on something yeah. like that, ballpark?
I could tell you, I mean, an average job that we're going out to and provide an estimate for around the Chicagoland area is going to land somewhere between $3,000 and $6,000 on a general basis. And there's just so many. I mean, we can do your tile backsplash. We can do the kitchen counter. You can do the cabinets only. So there's just, you know, choose your own adventure. And we really want to walk you through the process. Do the right thing.
You can't demolition a kitchen
no.
for under $3,000. It costs that much money. When you start tearing stuff out, patching stuff up, then you're waiting for the cabinets to come. And Tom Janke does as good of a job with new cabinets as anybody, a builder supply outlet. But every once in a while, a cabinet gets damaged, and he's got to go replace it with a new one. None of that happens here.
Right.
You're in and out in a week. You could have a new kitchen for under 10 Gs.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Any financing opportunities?
We do have a great lending partner, and that company is called Green Sky, if you've heard of it. I mean, they do a nice job, great customer service. That's not so important to me as, again, just giving people options to make a decision that's best for them.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text message here. How long does it take to cut a hole in my... I guess they're saying, what's the time process? I'll paraphrase. What's the time process
yeah,
to install an Easy Step?
Yeah,
is it weeks? Is it days?
Now, in most cases, this Easy Step is going to be done in about 4 hours.
4 hours.
And you'll be back in that bathtub in and out tomorrow. Right? Now, if we were coming to your house today, you could use it tomorrow.
Now, some of our listeners are going to say, why would I want to cut a hole in my bathtub, which will help me today, but then I have to sell it? And maybe the new people that are buying, the buyers... have young kids and want to take baths. What do you say to
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'll tell you two things. The first is that it is, as we've talked about, significantly less expensive. And so that's, I think, number one, why it makes it attractive. Because to do your tub and tile, it's going to be $5,000-$6,000, depending on your taste and what you choose. The other thing is, if you've got a fiberglass tub or a cast iron tub, we actually put the piece back in. When you're done with it, we can refinish the tub. It's like it never happened.
Phone number for our listeners want more information.
Sure, that's 630-832-2250.
312-981-7200. David Hochberg and your financial guests are making fools out of responsible listeners who scrimped and saved while working two jobs to pay their debt. WGN, why? We're going to answer that after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And I respectfully disagree. We're not making fools out of anybody. 312-981-7200. Megapros. Call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Megapros. Call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We have a listener, Rita, on the phone. She sent in pictures of her sink that you guys did, David Haas.
Yeah, I remember Rita.
Hey, Rita, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, young lady. So you sent us, text us two pictures of the, why don't you explain to our listeners what you texted and what Miracle Method did and helped you.
Okay. We have a master bath and we have two separate vanity areas. And the sinks were six-sided. So they were getting, the house was 33 years old. And the faucets were getting kind of, they were the gold, and they were getting kind of worn, and the sink was definitely worn. And in order to do anything with it, I would have to tear out the countertops because there was no sink to replace it.
Sure.
So I happened to listen to you guys at one point, and I went down to Miracle Method and talked to David, and They ended up coating my sinks and putting new faucets in, and they also did our shower basin, too. It was all tile, and the grout was terrible, and they coated that. I have black tile with speckles in it, and what I did was a very light gray with some dark speckles in, which are kind of the opposite of what my countertops look like, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I kept texting David and telling him, I love him. I'm so happy with this. I'm unbelievably happy. So they did a wonderful job, and I just wanted to send that in because I did send pictures previously, you know, but I thought you said send pictures, so that's what I did.
How much was that investment?
Oh my gosh. I don't even think $2,000.
And how much would it have cost to, what type of investment would it have been to rip it out and replace everything?
I can't even imagine. And that was that's something I was not going to do because I didn't have the funds to do it, and I didn't have the patience to have everything torn apart. So it's a totally different look, and it wears well. I just clean it with a spray cleaner, and I have brand new brush gold faucets. This is a 33-year-old home, sure. But it looks pretty. It's pretty contemporary, considering, you know, with the black tile and then gold accents. Not a lot of gold, but so now I have new brush gold faucets that they put in, and I just can't be happier.
How long was the process? How long was your bathroom out of commission?
Just a couple days. They came in and, you know, I can't remember the whole process, but obviously cleaned it, and they did the sinks at one time and then the shower another time. So it was just a couple days and not a big deal at all.
Instead of tearing everything out, waiting for supplies, waiting for contractors and putting it all back together,
right.
Which is a couple
right.
of months, 3 month process, right?
Right. It's just beautiful. I just love it.
Right,
and David, I want to say hi to David.
Yeah, hi, Rita. Thank you so much for calling. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, nice to hear you too. So I can't even remember when we did this. It was last year sometime. It was last year sometime.
This is the type of thing, Dave, that keeps me coming back here.
Right.
Because I called Rita leaving the show
right.
last summer. Do you remember, Rita? We talked my whole way home,
I think.
And you have a beautiful home, and it's a really unique bathroom, and that's something that keeps me going every day. Is a house like Rita's, which just really unique. I mean, it would have been a big project to remodel that bathroom.
What's your wife's name?
My wife's name
yeah.
is Michaela.
So Michaela's got one request, Rita. Okay, enough
yeah.
with the texting of her husband. Okay, because it got a little awkward there until Dave had to bring an invoice back with pictures of the bathroom and said, "All right, this is Rita from Burr Ridge, for God's sake."
I know.
I don't got any side action. This is Rita. She listened to the show, and she's very happy, and here's pictures of Rita's bathroom, right?
It's perfect.
That's exactly, yes. And then you got a new dog, too, didn't you? I think around the time that...
Yeah, you have such a great memory.
Right. Well, not really.
But Rita came after listening to the show. Rita right. came into the showroom in Villa Park where we're at. We spent a lot of time looking at colors and things. It's a great holiday feeling, Rita. Thanks so much for calling.
Rita, thank you for sharing
welcome.
Your story and your pictures with us. And happy, healthy new year. And hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, okay?
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you guys. I listen to you all the time.
Well,
thanks
thank
a
you.
Lot.
It's good
happy,
to know. Thank
happy.
You.
Forget David.
You see?
Happy New Year.
Tell your wife hello, Davis.
Okay.
I will.
Professionally and respectfully. 312-981-7200. Mike, you've got a question for Ray Kaplan.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is from my son. He's actually a music teacher, and he's only got about, $14,000 left. It's all federal student loan, but he's not full-time. He gets like a portion from the school district, a portion from the music boosters. And I know... He's has his own payment plan. He's trying to be diligent about paying some monthly. So we don't need a payment plan. We're looking for forgiveness. And I don't know. I know there's a thing called teacher loan forgiveness. I don't know if he qualifies for that since he's not 100% a full-time teacher. But, yeah, I just wanted to know if there's any way, you know, with what I just said, that he can be helped with any kind of forgiveness, not a payment plan, but more of a forgiveness.
Can you quickly explain to our listeners what the forgiveness plan is for public servants, teachers, police, fire, government officials? Go.
Sure. So there's two different sections of the statute. One is a teacher loan forgiveness section where you do have to be a full-time teacher at a Title I school for 5 years full-time. So you can actually even have your loans in forbearance during that 5 years where you're a full-time teacher. The most you can get off your loan balance is $17,500 under teacher loan forgiveness. So if you have a balance, or if your son has a balance that's higher than that, and I think you said it was $14,000. So maybe teacher loan forgiveness might be the way to go if he ever worked full time as a public school teacher. So if he if he can rack up 5 years that he was teaching full time, then he might be eligible to get something off the balance of that loan. However, it sounds like maybe public sector loan forgiveness is the way to go. You can't do teacher loan forgiveness at the same time as public sector loan forgiveness. So sometimes just public sector loan forgiveness will give you more forgiveness. So we can take a look at his loans, though, and see if under the current waiver, he qualifies to have any part of his loans forgiven, because there's this limited waiver that the Biden administration is doing for PSLF, which will make previously non-qualifying payments into qualifying payments. So that's something we would certainly want to look into for him.
Okay, I thought you said there were three types. There's only two. You've got the teacher loan forgiveness, public sector loan forgiveness. I thought you said there were three.
Well, there's a few different types of loan forgiveness, but in this kind of umbrella, there's teacher loan forgiveness, and then there's a few different types under teacher loan forgiveness, and then there's public sector loan forgiveness, which applies to teachers as well. But public sector loan forgiveness is more broad than just teacher loan forgiveness and gives you usually more money off your loans.
So you wouldn't have to be a, like a full-time teacher under the public sector loan forgiveness.
Yes, you do. You have to be full-time. But also, if you had two part-time jobs in the public sector, then that would actually qualify as being full-time in the public sector. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So you think it would be worth us setting up an analysis through your office?
Think so. Yes.
What number should our listeners reach out to?
It's 312-294-8989.
You get that, Mike?
I got it. All right. Sounds good. Thanks for your help.
Sure. Hey, Mike, hang tight for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, 312-981-7200. Roy, texter from 944. I have a slightly leaky basement. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like this texter's got water in the basement. Tie rod and the patched area where the water line comes in. The water line is not leaking. I got some quotes to fix in our basement cracks. Two were around 5 G's. One was 11 grand. The 11 grand was for patching and for them to cut out some of the floor to install drainage. PermaSeal does not service my area, but I was wondering if the $11,000 was a bit overstated. So this texter sent in a picture of a water line coming in that's patched, bad patch job, you said, with water underneath it, with water stains, and then a corner of the basement with a tie rod. Can you, in a minute and a half, explain what's going on if 11 grand is warranted?
Well, thank you for sending the pictures. It really makes it a lot simpler to understand. And it looks like you have two isolated leaks in the basement. That's what only pictures you sent in. So I'm assuming that's the extent of the minor leakage you're having in the basement. And you don't have to have any leakage. You shouldn't have. These are all both relatively minor repairs. We can inject a material around that pipe and through that tie rod to permanently seal them. And you're talking hundreds of dollars. You're not talking thousands of dollars there. So somebody was quoting you 11 grand. Obviously, is probably presenting a comprehensive solution to solve all your problems that you ever have and things. And if that's what you want, you could do that. But if you want to just solve the immediate problems, you can do that a lot less expensively than what you've been quoted, either 5 or 11 grand.
312-981-7200. We got to go to break here. Dave, we got a couple of texters texting in that they can't find your website. Can you quickly announce what your website is so our listeners know exactly where to go to look at your products?
Yeah, absolutely. Use miraclemethod.com/Chicago to get you to the local website here.
miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
Perfect.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to get into that we're making fools out of WGN listeners our previous text that came in earlier at 10 o'clock, because we like to go into the storm head on, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's no fun sitting on the outside. Let's address the issues. 312-981-7200, Megapros. Call, text, and photo line. That is what it is. Call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thanks, Bob. You did your name right that
time. Right, and maybe some other things.
You killed it. How's the barometer doing?
Barometer right now?
Yeah, because Don Kleppen always gives the barometer.
You mean actual, like, levels of mercury, that barometer?
Well, I don't know. Let's not get too detailed. Okay. Just ask Kleppen what he gives us and follow and just stay in your lane.
Kleppen's
right?
gone for the day. He's out of here.
I know, in his flannel shirt. Whatever Kleppen does, that's what I'm looking for.
Did he explain why he's wearing a flannel shirt? It's like 90.
Right, he's from Wisconsin. Just let it go. That explains it.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Remember that one, Bobby? An oldie but a goodie?
It's great. I do. Today would be a good flannel day for Don.
But no, he's probably running around in a t-shirt and shorts.
I did see him in a Speedo.
Yeah. Well, wait, and he's got the dolphin shorts and those dolphin running shorts from the 80s. Remember that? Everybody thought they looked good in those back in the day. Here, note to the 80s, nothing looked good in the 80s, okay? So when Don's like shopping at the thrift stores, because he's a thrifter, I'm telling you, he tells me about all the deals he gets at the thrift stores. I'm like, leave the dolphin shorts in the container. I don't care if they're like 70 cents. They're 70 cents for a reason, because nobody should wear them. I'm just saying. We love Don Kleppen, Bob, but.
I hit the button by mistake. Hit the wrong button.
Got all excited.
That's the top of the hour
I
button.
I thought I screwed up and blew through a traffic.
That never happens.
All right, yeah, we never make a mistake. All right, goodbye, Bob. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So here we go, Ray.
Yeah.
David Hochberg and your financial guest, that would be you, are making fools out of responsible listeners who scrimped and saved while working two jobs to pay their debts. WGNY Danny. So we called Danny up and asked him to come on the show, and he didn't. I just want to give you a number before I throw it to you.
Right.
We have $1.71 trillion of student loans out in our economy right now. $1.71 trillion worth of student loans. Of that which is absolutely bananas and ridiculous.
It's hard to even try to
pay
wrap
it
your
back.
Arms around that,
right.
too.
Yeah. Let alone pay it back, right. which it's never going to be paid back. Of that $1.71 trillion, with a T, there's $124 billion in default.
Mm-hmm.
That means that there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners out there who are getting their credit scores crushed because they have student loans that are in default.
Right.
And their credit scores are getting drilled. That means they can't refinance. Whatever car loan they buy, it's going to be a 24%.
If I may just interject something to your point, when your federal student loans are in default, which is 270 days without a payment, that's like a red line rule,
sure.
they're in default then. The government then adds on 20 to 25% of your principal balance onto the top of your student loan for collection fees and costs. So, under the statute, there's a lot of debt on there that gets added on if you miss payments, there's capitalization. So for listeners who are very concerned about, is the federal government getting screwed somehow by people getting some type of forgiveness? No, they're not, because there's so much written into the law, written into the statute, that they make a tremendous amount of money. It's actually, the debt is actually considered an asset of the federal government. So there's a lot that people don't know and don't understand about this. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I just wanted you to add. Roy made a comment, a very, very intelligent comment, like Roy makes all the time. Everything out of Roy Mel.
Wisdom. It's wisdom.
It's amazing. He found it in 42 years ago and into our listeners' basements. But you paid your student loans off. Ray paid her student loans off. What were you saying during the break when we were talking about this?
Well, I understand our listeners' angst and frustration, and I just think it's misdirected. It's not aimed at Ray. It's not aimed at the people who are taking advantage of these programs. I think it needs to be aimed at the government that establishes these programs, and So it's just like I say, if they change the tax code and say, hey, you can get a write-off now for, you know, buying a patio or something like sure. that. Well, who's not going to do that?
Right.
You know, and so they've made these, you know, forbearance programs, forgiveness programs. So I don't have any, you know, angst
ill will
at people who take advantage of these. But I'm very unhappy with the people who make these policies.
Sure.
And so I think I can identify with some of our listeners that way.
Ray, I'm going to give you an example.
Sure.
One of our listeners calls me up, sends his daughter to a four-year college.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife promised that if his daughter wanted to go to college, that they will pay to send him to college.
Mm-hmm.
Sends a daughter to college, majored in oceanography.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Phenomenal, you know, field, whatever that is, okay? So she goes away because she loves the ocean, she loves the whales, and she loves the fish. Great. $150,000 later, mom and dad are saddled with $150,000 worth of Parent PLUS loans.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's getting ready to retire. He's in his upper 60s. The wife's in her mid-60s. Daughter's got a job. At an aquarium, feeding fish with her 4-year degree, making $14 an hour, 30 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So, when we are giving out these student loans to our listeners, kids, parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, there's no anything there with an ability to repay that loan. Like we have to do when taking out a mortgage. We have to show you have a job, you have good credit, you have assets, you have an ability to repay either 10 years, 20 years, 15 years, 30 years, whatever type of loan you take out. There has to be an ability to repay.
Well, that's why they gave the loans to the parents.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, you have an 18-year-old kid who doesn't know which side is up, even though they think they know everything.
Right.
Okay? Who's going away to college at 20, 30, 40, up to 60, 70 G's a year. In some instances, not knowing what they want to do. Some start at college with A and B majors and then end college with X, Y, and Z majors.
Right.
And they when they get out 4 years later, they're saddled with $100,000 to $200,000 to $300,000 or their parents.
Right.
Okay. You, on the other hand, are sitting here like Roy just said. You're Ray. He's Roy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first screw up in the almost 2 hours. So that's pretty good. You're just following the rules. So the federal government's pumping this money out with no ability to repay. You have $124 billion in default that's crushing over millions of our listeners' credit scores.
Right.
And all you're trying to do is like Roy just said, is help our listeners out follow the law.
Right. You know, so there are a few things going on here. One of them is that kind of as a society, collectively, at some point, we all agreed that everybody needs to go to college. Everybody needs to go to a four-year college. And I don't think that's right. I think there needs to be more of a conversation about not everybody should go to college.
Sure.
It's not right for some people. Some people, we need tradesmen, we need, you know, other types of professionals where you don't need a 4-year degree. So we've kind of spent the last couple of decades really encouraging our kids to go to a 4-year school. So there's the price that comes with that. And then the government is underwriting all of these loans. So they wrote into the law ways to relieve some pressure so that if the kids are going to 4-year colleges and we all kind of agree that that's something that we want a better educated population, that there has to be a way to pay back these loans that's not going to crush them. So these are all statutory repayment plans. So to that listener's point, I understand some people feel like, oh, well, I paid off my loans. Why should this person get relief or why should this person get forgiveness? And the answer is that Congress, our representatives, decided that they should, and that right. should be written into the law. So what I'm doing is just trying to make people aware of their options. Not everybody takes advantage of it.
When was that law written and passed?
So the ones that we're talking about, the forgiveness ones, first came into being in 2007. So the first people eligible for it were eligible in 2017 after making 10 years of payments.
Were you a member of Congress during 2007 when that law passed?
No, I was not.
Okay, and you're an attorney.
Yes.
And you follow the law that was passed in 2007.
That's correct.
To help our listeners today, the last day of 2021, going into 2022.
Right.
Understand the laws that these loans are being given out under
right.
to help them navigate through the system that our federal government passed to start pumping this money through the system at an unbelievable amount of time?
Look, we have clients all the time. We give them their options. You have an option to pay 10% of your gross discretionary income. We have clients who decide they want to pay off their loan all at once and not follow that payment plan. My job is to give them their options under the law.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Like us, love us, hate us, agree, disagree. We're going to be here for another hour. So buckle up and deal with it. 312-981-7200. We're in for John Williams. John will be back on Monday, and we'll be back on our regular scheduled time, Saturdays, 10 until 1. Next Saturday, you'll listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you for listening. John Williams will be back on Monday. Happy New Year to everybody. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled time, which is the number one rated show on Saturdays, Roy. I didn't know you know this. Number one rated show from 10 until 1 is our show.
Nice.
Lou is on prior to us. His audience is 7 times larger than ours. Not that size matters. 312-981-7200, 847 for you. And we have a caller on the line for you as well, David. So these two go hand in hand. In a bathroom, I have cabinets I like, except would like to paint them, but I hate the granite countertop. Can you remove just the counter and sink and replace that, leaving the cabinets in place? And we have Chris from Munster. So answer the question, because he's got a question, or she, because Chris could go either way, guy or girl. Thoughts on repainting granite countertops. So I thought this would be great.
Two for one here.
Two for one.
Yeah.
So answer the text question.
Well, let's address
first.
The first one. Yeah, I think that maybe the right solution is to refinish all of the surfaces, so you don't have to remove that granite countertop. And that's the whole reason for our business, is to save you the time and effort. And we do that regularly as well. And in a bathroom, I think it's a great solution for you.
Can you do the countertop one color and the sink another color?
Absolutely, yeah. Right. And we even have some situations with a cultured marble top, and this is different from the granite, but we can make a white bowl with a color on the top and make it look like an undermount sink. How nice about that? It's a little smoke and mirrors.
There you go. 312-981-7200. Chris in Munster, thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm questioning whether you can repaint or whether you can paint a granite countertop, and how would you do it? Is it recommended? This would be for a bathroom.
Yeah, a bathroom's even better situation than a kitchen, because if you're thinking about the properties of granite versus an acrylic and resin coating, in a bathroom you're going to have no issues whatsoever. So we refinish almost any kind of surface. So granite's no different than the things that we do every day.
And what's, like, how long would this last?
It's going to,
like, repainting a bathtub. We've done that before, and it's still going after 20-some years.
Wow. Yeah, well, you hit it on the head. I mean, it has a lot to do with your cleaning and care, so it seems like you're taking good care of your bathtub. And if you do the same thing with the top, it's going to last that much longer. I mean, you never walk in your bathroom vanity, so you have that added advantage. And it's going to outlast. It's going to outlive us all.
Okay, so is this something I could do myself, or is it better to have it done professionally?
Well, we have access to products that are better, longer lasting. So also, these guys on the team here do it every day. So really, you have one shot at this. So I could sure teach you how to do it, but I think it'd be better to have the team come and take a look.
Are there over-the-counter applications that our listeners can buy?
There are some for the bathtub type of thing. So if you were trying to do that application on your granite countertop, there's probably some things that you'd have to read up on there.
Okay.
But not quite for the counters and such. I mean, you've got a different whole set of circumstances.
Any other questions, Chris?
Can you please give me your phone number again of where I were to call if, Chris, I would like to line something up?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, and we have absolutely done work in Munster. It is 630-832-2250.
That's your shop number,
now,
right?
Okay, yeah. Now, actually, I'll be honest with you. I'm calling from Munster. This is for my daughter who lives in the city. Do you come into the city into a condominium high-rise?
We sure can.
And you're insured and bonded, because that's what her condominium association would require.
Wonderful. Yeah, we take care of
it. Oh, my goodness. You made my day.
Thank you
so much. Happy New Year. Keep up the great work.
Hang on, Chris. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Please pick Chris up from Munster. 312-981-7200. Before we get to the student loan forgiveness questions, we had a text message in here. Does Roy's company waterproof basements in the winter?
Yes, we absolutely do. We work year-round. We were talking about what work don't we do in the winter, and that's a very small subset. So we do some downspout extension and yard drainage work where we dig trenches to extend downspouts and things. And I was explaining to you off-air, Dave, that when the ground freezes, you know, it doesn't freeze 3 feet deep, okay? Typically, in a hard winter, it might freeze, you know, 8 inches or, you know, a foot, you know, that would be a lot. So it's really just not very pleasant or easy to dig a trench a foot deep, you know, 20 feet long to extend a downspout. So we'll save that type of work till spring. But if we have to dig out a wall, dig out a big crack on the outside, or put in a sewer backup prevention system, we bring a backhoe in, we break the crust of the ground, and then the ground is 50 degrees, you know, and easy. In fact, it's a nice warm place to be in the sub-zero January is the bottom of the hole.
Sure.
So, we work all year round, almost everything that we do.
What is the percent chance that if our listeners' basements were leaking or had some type of water challenge coming into their basement prior to it getting cold, that it's going to come back in the spring when we get rain and the ground gets unfrozen?
100%. Yeah, if you have a problem, it's not going to, it doesn't fix itself. It doesn't get better. It may stop being a problem because the ground's frozen and the water's not there, water pressure. But like I say, water problems only get worse.
And your time to get out to a house now while it's colder to fix those cracks and foundations are how long right now?
Right now, it's optimal. We can, depend on the nature of the problem, we can usually get out there within the week or so. We can get out to look at your problem, you know, tomorrow probably. So this is really the best time of year to address these problems because, as you know, Dave, when it does rain in the spring, everybody has problems at once, and we can get backed out weeks and weeks and months sometimes doing our work. So this is really the best time of year to address your seepage problems.
While taking care of the discount. Right, or is it
take discount? Advantage of our anniversary special. On certain products, but okay. Like I say, it's the best time of year because, like I say, we can get to the problem. You're locking in today's prices. Right. We're subject to supply chain issues, and lucky Dave doesn't. We do, and so we're getting price increases left and right. So you'll never get it repaired less expensively than you can right now.
Financing options available?
We do. We have great financing up to 48 month with no interest. Four years. No payment for 4 years.
If you had water in your basement this year, you're going to have water in your basement in 22. So get it fixed now. Get it financed over 48 months and go into next year knowing that your basement's going to be dry when it rains.
And structural problems, too. You have structural problems. They don't get any better either. So water problems, structural problems, crawl space problems. This is a great time to deal with them.
Before we hit the break, your phone number.
800-421-7325.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Nancy and Carol Stream, Frank Burbank. We got Mike and Bartlett. We got student loan questions for you, Ray Kaplan. RAE, mm-hmm. Not REI, like the store, like the sporting goods store. 312-981-72. Some very unique spelling of Ray going on during the show on our text line, on our Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. That number is 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Regularly heard Saturday, 10 until 1. We'll be back next Saturday, 10 until 1. But we'll be here for about another 40 minutes. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Sally, thanks for hanging out for so long.
Oh, no problem. First of all, before I ask my question, I have to tell you, I love your sarcasm and all the fun you guys have with each other.
I don't know what she's talking about.
There you go.
We got a 3-hour real estate show. If you don't have fun, you're driving into railroad embankments, and then you're suing WGN. Well, love of God, lighten up, folks.
Lighten up, Francis.
When I have you on Saturdays, I'm not only learning, I'm laughing. So thank you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, download podcasts or previous shows, and to email us any of your questions. Text message here, Ray.
Yeah.
My mom took out Parent Plus loans over 20 years ago to cover educational expenses for myself, for the texter. She has this year, on September 15th, been discharged from the hospital under hospice due to some medical conditions Is there a way to have those loans forgiven now that she is disabled due to medical challenges? That's what you talked about earlier in the
yes,
show.
Yes, right. Absolutely, there is. There's a section of, under the statute that deals with the disabilities of borrowers. So, yes, you guys should, they should definitely give us a call because we need to basically send in the application, have her doctor sign off on it, and then submit it to the Department of Ed. And then oftentimes, if they have any additional questions about the illness or ailment, they can ask the doctor, but sounds like her loans will probably be forgiven.
Another texter, can a student supervisor in a high school get forgiveness? I have a Parent PLUS loan.
So the answer is yes, Parent PLUS loans are eligible for public sector loan forgiveness if they were consolidated and being paid under an income contingent repayment plan. So we would need to take a look at that. But for the most part, the answer to that is yes, you would be eligible for public sector loan forgiveness.
Another text messenger, Parent PLUS loans, the only ones open for forgiveness?
Oh, no. All kinds of loans are open for forgiveness. Regular student loan borrower, direct loans, Stafford loans, Parent PLUS loans, all of them.
All right. Nancy and Carol Stream, how are you?
I'm fine. Hi, David.
How are you?
I'm calling to speak with Ray.
You got her.
My daughter. She's an adult daughter. She's been a nurse for 8 years. And her loan balance is $40,000, and she's got two daughters in college. Is there any loan forgiveness program for her?
Isn't that how you got involved in this in the first place, helping your husband's a doctor?
Right.
Explain that real quick, and then let's answer Nancy's question.
Well, we started doing a lot of public sector loan forgiveness for nurses and doctors at my husband's hospital. He is a neurosurgeon at Amida, but he also has a practice at Advocate Lutheran General. So if you are an employee of one of these not-for-profit systems like Northwestern, University of Chicago, Amida, Advocate. So if you're a nurse, you qualify for public sector loan forgiveness. So after 120 payments, which the payments are basically based on a formula that comes down to either 10% of your discretionary income or 20%. And after 120 payments, you get the entire balance plus all of the interest that has accrued over that 10-year period forgiven, and it's a tax-free forgiveness. So to address your daughter's situation, it sounds like she might be eligible in a couple years to have the balance of her loans forgiven under public sector loan forgiveness. However, under this new Biden administration PSLF waiver program, if she has been working there for 10 years and making payments and she's been working there for 10 years full time, we might actually be able to get her loans forgiven now under that waiver program instead of having to wait another 2 years.
The best thing for her to do would be to call you, Ray?
Sure, absolutely. We can do an analysis and find out exactly when they can be forgiven and whether or not we can also, you know, do better for her on the payment plan that she's in.
What's your phone number?
312-294-8989.
Did you get that, Nancy?
312-294-8989. 8989.
Hey, yes. Nancy, repeat it back to me real quick. I want to make sure you got it.
312-294-8989.
You got it. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, your complimentary cleaning product. And our listeners, all of our listeners can go to MrFloor.com, enter in promo code WGN for a discount on your first order. David did our tub going from blue to white. Did not want to redo the entire bathroom because I love the white tile that we have on the walls. Wonderful. However, the best thing is I won the tub to shower redo. I won it on WGN.
Oh, this must be Maureen. I remember.
Thank you, David Hochberg. Great for someone with a cane. So was that the transition, the stepper that we gave away here on our show?
It was.
That I asked you to bring in.
Yeah, we did a whole thing. I would love it.
It's 10
what
feet long.
What a good
long. Day. I don't know how you got down here. But that was Maureen who won the...
it's got to be her.
The one step.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got a text message here for you, Roy. How long does it take to dig out and patch a basement? We have a minute. No, I mean, is it a one-day job? Is it a two-day job? Is it a week
to dig
job?
Out an entire basement?
No, I'm saying it says here to patch the to patch cracks in my wall.
Okay. You know, cracks are, you know, a couple hours, you know, to repair a crack. So it just depends on the nature of the problem. We do jobs for, they say, an hour or two. We do jobs for a day or two, okay. Sometimes a week or two. It just depends on the scope of the work.
And if our listeners want more information about the scope of the work and a free consultation, the phone number?
It's a key. It's 800-421-7325.
312-981-7200. Frank and Mike, I promise we'll pick you up on the other side of the break. We're bombed here today, which is great. We're helping out a ton of listeners. 312-981-7200. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago, sitting in for John Williams. Don't worry, John will be back on Monday with more speed jokes at 10 o'clock. 312-981-7200, which is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Frank in Burbank, thanks for holding so long. How can we help you, buddy?
David, good morning to you and your guests. A real, not a question, but a real quick nostalgic look at loans. I attended a small private college in Central Illinois, 1980 to 1984. The tuition, room and board was around $6,000 total. My freshman year went up to $8,000. And of course, inflation nowadays, without inflation, that sounds ridiculously low, but inflation and everything else will put that up. And I, about 2 years in, 1982, I was running out of money. I had a meager $1,800 scholarship and couldn't make it. So we went downtown, my father and I, to American National Bank, now defunct, and we asked for a loan. They said, no problem. Of course, it was on the strength of my father's job and his house. And they said, no problem. But instead of the standard 10 years to pay back at $75 a month, I would have to pay back in 5 years at $150 a month. And my first jobs after graduating college were pretty weak financially, so it was a tough 5 years.
That I mean, that's the challenge that you have, and you paid it back, and that's great.
Yeah.
But it was a different time back in the 80s. And I'll tell you what.
The total of the loans was equivalent to about only 1 year of school. But just to give you perspective, $6,000 to $8,000 a year, that was a private college. I believe, I don't know for sure, University of Illinois in Champaign was only like $3,000 or $4,000 a year, which is incredible.
In the 80s.
About. Wow.
Correct.
In
the 80s.
Yeah, I think it's about $30,000 a year now.
Easy.
And thanks for sharing that story, Frank. Hang on for your Mr. Full Cleaning product. Roy and I was talking to Roy, I think I was talking to everybody. When I have to do a loan on the mortgage side, we have to show an ability to repay. Anything above a certain percentage, like 8-9%, is considered a usury loan, a high interest rate loan. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, credit card companies could charge 25-28%, no problem. Payday loans could charge whatever they want, no problem. You have a bankruptcy and you go to get a car loan, you're going to pay anywhere from 18-30%. That's just the market, right?
Right.
Right. When you come to do a mortgage with any mortgage professional, you have to show an ability to repay that loan. Okay, the college student loan situation that we are facing right now is completely run by drunken sailors, and it's completely out of control. And you want to know why the student loans continue to go up for these colleges that have billions of dollars, with a B, I said billions, of in their endowments,
yep,
which is disgusting in and of itself, billions with a B, is because we are giving these 18-year-old kids that are graduating high school access to liquidity so they could go to college and start a career in something that they have no idea what they want to do. Some of them do, a lot of them don't, and a lot of them entered being a business and go into nursing, or they go here, or they just drop out, right? We've given this money out, and it's just absolutely ridiculous, the sums of money, and with no quantification for ability to repay. We're going to give you $150,000 to go to be an oceanographer to feed fish for $14 an hour for 30 hours a week, so you don't even get full benefits or insurance. Okay, that's what Roy was saying earlier, that we all agree on, that the system is just backwards.
Right, and I think that there needs to be maybe just some more practical advice given to students and to parents, where it's not just this kind of money is no object kind of feeling, where if you can get into that school, you should go to that school. Maybe you should go to a community college for a couple, yes, of years and then transfer into that school, so that you're kind of minimizing what the loans that you're taking out and how much you're going to have to pay back. And there are so many funds available for scholarships that people just don't ask for, because you're right, a lot of these schools have billions of dollars and they just they don't give out the money. But if you ask for it, many times they will. And there are scholarships for everything that kids don't take advantage of.
I'll tell you another thing. Roy, are you hiring?
Oh, yeah.
Dave, are you hiring?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Janke's hiring. Everybody that has a service-related business here, Lindemann, Lindholm, everybody that has a service-related...
Let's clarify that. We're trying to hire.
You're trying to hire, right? Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with graduating high school with zero debt, calling Roy. Roy, person off the street makes what in an entry-level job? You know, between what and what?
Well, they're going to make, you know, 30 to 50
grand. And yeah. your workers are, you know, through attrition are getting older. You know, truckers, I mean, you could graduate right now, make 50 G's a year, and within 4 to 5 years working overtime and doing over the road stuff in the six digits.
Oh, we have a lot of clients who are truckers who do very well financially. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You could graduate today, start with an elevator and a escalator company, and I've done a ton of those loans. Mm-hmm. $50 to $100 an hour. Okay, that's $100,000. It takes a while to get through their apprentice program. Mm-hmm. Plumbers, mm-hmm. carpenters, yeah. electricians, mm-hmm. okay,
yep.
you know, iron workers, heavy equipment operators, you know, the men and women at the 150, you know, Union Hall 150, all those guys and gals make very good wages.
Well, not only that, David, and I just want to clarify, you asked me about intro wages, but our experienced people, our tradespeople, they do make, you know, 60, 80, 100 plus
sure.
type thing. And not only are you making good money, but you can write your own ticket. You can go to work any place. You can go to work for Dave. You can go to work for me. You can go to work for Tom, you know, type thing. So
Joe's looking for people.
So that's why I say that the trades are the way to go. If you're, you know, I remember back then, you know, when I went to school, I was, well, you got to go to college. You got to, you know, go into tech or whatever it is. But now, you know,
right.
you got to go into the
record
trades.
Record low unemployment.
That's the best advice you can give to young people, really. There's such opportunity.
My 18-year-old daughter is getting ready to go to college, right? Or is in a junior college right now trying to figure it out. I'm like, I've got money saved for, when she was born, I called my financial planner. I'm like, start the fund. I got plenty of money to send her to college, right? Guess what? She doesn't want to go to college. I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm not putting any pressure on any of my kids because I know I wasn't a great student.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
It really isn't.
I learned more at Northern Illinois, in all due respect, because Dave's a huge benefactor down there. I learned more at Northern Illinois University. Outside of the classroom, in the extracurricular stuff I did with the Interfraternal Commission and the IFC board that I said I was on the Student Association. I got elected. I don't know how the hell that happened. You know, but just doing different committees and building relationships that's what I spent those 4 years doing. Yes, I learned a lot in business school. I got a degree in marketing and all that stuff, and it's very valuable. But I learned just as much outside the class. You know, associating,
especially
and having-
today with the internet, there's so much available in terms of, you know, being able to educate yourself without actually enrolling in a college. There really is a lot available
yes.
in terms of what you can find online.
We're getting perilously close to a core of a root issue here.
Stay away. I'm just saying, no. but I mean, we got 75 and 76 year old listeners. Of course, they're saddled with $150,000 worth of debt. I understand they want to send their kid to college because they didn't go. Fully understand that. So it shouldn't be $150,000 is all that I'm saying. It shouldn't be that expensive.
Right.
It's ridiculous to saddle this much debt. And you wonder, if you really want to stimulate the economy, let's figure out how to make college cheaper. And for all those, you know, universities with their billions of dollars of endowments, to put that money back into tuition and lower the cost to make kids go to college.
Well, virtually, not every industry, but I mean, I'm an attorney. So even the amount that I can charge as an attorney is regulated. It doesn't seem that there's regulation for what colleges
can runaway freight train.
Charge, right?
It's
and
ridiculous.
They can just continually raise and increase tuition
right.
every year.
Because there's no stops. Mike and Bartlett, how are you?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. How you doing?
All right. I've used you a couple of times, refinance and stuff like that. And,
thanks.
My question today is, I want to buy a house in Florida, but my wife wants to keep the house up here.
Okay.
We still owe about $155 on it. So my question is, should we pay it off and then purchase the one down with our money from 401s and stuff, or is I heard a commercial where about somebody using their savings to pay for their old house in order to buy the new house.
Yeah, well, that's not. How much is your house worth, Mike?
but it's probably worth about $450, $425.
How much is a house down in Florida going to cost you?
About $400,000, $420,000.
And how long are you planning on staying in this house up here?
Oh, I don't know. That's the question. Probably until my kids grow up. And I mean, they're grown, but until they get married or something to move out, I guess.
Five or ten years?
Probably within 5 years.
See, if you sell the house, they'll move out faster. I'm just saying.
That's a fact.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
Is that verified? Yes. Is that confirmed? All right.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I would do. I'm not a big fan of dropping 150 G's into your house. You got two options. We refinance your one, your 455 to take out equity, depending upon your rate, to put for a down payment. Or if you got a great rate, we pull out a line of credit, BMO Harris, and you use that for the down payment in Florida, and you max out if you qualify carrying two properties. That's what I would do. I'm not a big fan of tapping out 150. How old are you, Mike?
I'm 67.
Yeah, you're not getting any younger. How old's your wife?
60.
And nice job. How old are your kids?
Well, the ones that live in our home are 26 and 28.
All right. Well, turn the heat off tonight, and they'll move out a lot quicker. I mean, that's a job. I mean, that's what Roy did, and his kids jumped. So here's what I would do. I would take a look at what type of equity we have in the rate that we have on your current home. If you have a ridiculously great rate, we just got to do an overall analysis. But pull the money out of a 401k. To pay off your loan doesn't make sense to me. Maybe pulling money out of a 401k for a down payment makes sense, but we got to look at leverage and the overall picture. And when you go to Portillo's, do you get the beef hot and dipped, or you don't get it wet? I mean, how do you have your beef?
Oh, no, you got to get it dipped, double dipped, actually.
Double dipped.
Double dipped and baptized, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, baptized. I like the I've never heard that. You go with the hot or the sweet peppers, Mike?
Hot peppers.
You go with the combo.
Depends. Yeah.
Depends
on the mood.
Well, the combo's the best.
You go with the combo with the sausage, or you just go with the beef?
Combo. I love the combo. My wife loves the beef.
All right. Combo, baptized, hot, depending on your mood. I understand that, Mike. Hang on. I appreciate you. Baptized. I like that.
That sounds like pre-soda commentary.
That's pre-soda. That's going to be post-soda, too. I got another 30, but I'm going to get a baptized combo with hot on it.
Do you get a cheat day?
I don't get any. There's no such thing as a cheat day. No. Oh, okay. In 30 more pounds, I could cheat all I want. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The bodies coming into the trades, the amount of people that are going out due to age and retirement, the attrition is greater than the addition. Look at that. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Wow.
Yep, you're welcome.
Wow.
Joe, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but wrong.
Oh!
A lot of these people, a lot of these young people are exploring the trades, I'm telling you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312, that's one of my favorites too. 312-981. We have fun on Saturdays. I mean, it's really, if you ask me, Roy, it's a pretty damn good show. Saturdays 10 until 1.
So turn in tomorrow, right?
Don't turn. No. Yes, but we won't be here. You should definitely tune in tomorrow. You should not turn the station. 312-981-7200, home stretch here. Ray, what are the fees to Kaplan Law Firm to check on ways to reduce or forgive student loans?
So our consultation fee is $200, even if the consultation is an hour and a half, which oftentimes they are. So we really are able to do a very thorough analysis during your consultation. There's no time limit on it, but people always ask me how long usually they run, and I would say anywhere between a half hour to an hour.
And to plan for college as well. You know, if you've got somebody entering high school, that's probably the best time to start planning.
Absolutely.
What's that fee?
Same fee, $200 for a consultation, and we can put together a really good individualized plan for you, for your kids, so that you'll know exactly what it's going to look like, what it's going to cost, and when the payments are going to start, all that good stuff.
And in closing, you wanted to recap the PSLF. What does that stand for?
Right. So the big news in federal student loan law is the Biden administration PSLF waiver, and that is only good till October of 2022, where people who were originally turned down for public sector loan forgiveness because they were told that their loans were not eligible or they were in the wrong payment plan, we can get those payments to now count towards public sector loan forgiveness. forgiveness, and it's been really huge. We just had somebody who had $70,000 knocked off their balance. So a lot of forgiveness out there. Don't leave it on the table. Take advantage of it because it's only good for this next year.
You helped a good friend of mine save over $250,000.
Right.
Three boys. Paid for their undergraduates. Two of them went to grad school. Him and his wife cut a deal. If you go to college, we'll cover it all.
Right.
He's late 50s. She's a little younger. You basically cut their payments down, saved him $1,495 a month until he retires. Then it's $1,795 a month, and then he's done.
Right.
$250,000.
Oh, yeah. Huge savings.
I speak from experience.
Right.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, what's the best number to reach at?
312-294-8989.
Roy Spencer anniversary sale.
Absolutely. Winter is the best time to get these basement problems taken care of. We have 15% off our PermaFoam insulation service and 10% off our crawl space encapsulations and all of our sump pumps.
And if our listeners want to reach, and you have financing options as well.
We do. Great financing offers.
And the number and you, offices, offers?
Offers, I thank you.
You want some more coffee? We got another 3 minutes. Can you hold it together? You're going to make it?
Barely. I'm running on fumes here,
start pumping in oxygen. Come on. If our listeners
800-421-7325 or go to permaseal.net.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You have a listener request as well, or a listener story, I should say, with one of our listeners
in Park Ridge. As we close out, yeah, absolutely. Ralph in Park Ridge, and a longtime listener, and you've helped him, and Access Elevator helped him, and now we're going out to do the easy step, and we're really grateful.
This is a great story. His wife, a listener by the name of Ralph, and his wife, she hasn't left the home due to challenges of getting in and out of the home. Okay, she had medical challenges that prohibited her from leaving her home. He was listening to the show. Frank talked about this the last time he was on. Another listener heard Frank from Access Elevator talk, donated a lift because her husband recently passed away and she didn't need the lift anymore, for obvious reasons, because the lift was for her husband. Yeah. Frank took that, installed it. A listener called and said, I want to donate it. He heard that. Frank knew that Ralph needed a lift, installed it at Ralph's house. Turns out, unfortunately, tragically, Ralph's sister-in-law, his wife's sister, passed away. And he wanted to be able to get her. The lift was for her to go to the son's wedding, right? Because she wanted to dance with her son at the wedding. So this is all documented on a WGN listener. So long story short, Frank took the lift from the south side, brought it in, and installed it in Park Ridge on the north side. His wife was able to attend her sister's funeral, and then the following week, attend and dance with her son at his wedding. And you are now going to be installing an easy step so she could use the tub. Right. That she hasn't been able to use due to the challenges. In my house, it's a 48-inch clearance. Stay in your lane, Roy. In most houses, it's 24.
It's a high jump for you.
It's a high jump. Well, I'm very flexible, and I was a gymnast. In my head, I was a cheerleader at Northern, in case you didn't know. I was Victory Husky for first semester. Then they prohibited me from doing that. But that's what you do, right? This is how we help listeners. That's what the show's all about. It's what the show is all about.
Perfect. It's the holiday time.
312-981-7200. 312-981.
Thanks for bringing us together, Dave.
No, thanks for
the new year here.
Thanks for there you go. He's been holding that.
He's been jonesing.
He's been holding that in his hand for the past 2 hours and 50 minutes. He's like, when am I going to be able to blow my horn? I'm like, in time. Please. Love of God. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Roy, your phone number again. Our listeners want to get their basements taken care of, and they would like your phone number and website.
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Roy Kaplan. There's number two. I almost made it.
You did.
Almost made it. 2 minutes to go, and that was my second phone
bump. Fumes.
Man. So Ray Kaplan, R-A-E.
Correct.
Ken, are the consultations only in the text message here? Are the consultations done face-to-face in the office, or will you do them over Zoom?
Both.
Both.
Yeah. We do phone, Zoom, in-person consultations, all fine.
and our listeners want to reach out to you guys, what's the number?
312-294-8989.
$200 for the consultation.
Yes.
To save potentially tens of thousands. In my friend's case, $250,000.
Sometimes hundreds of thousands, yep.
Dave, the average time to resurface and recoat, I know we covered this already, a sink and a vanity is how long?
Sure. Sometimes a day, maybe a day and a half.
All right. Well, and if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
I hope they do at 630-832-2250 or try miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
All right. We've got to get out of here at 5645, Benny. Okay. So I just want to take the last minute of the show to thank all the listeners. Thank you for allowing us into your homes, cars, campers, offices, wherever you listen to this fine show every Saturday from 10 until 1. Thank you for listening the past two Fridays. Thank you for allowing us to help you with whatever challenge you have. I can't tell you how many thousands of listeners that we get, you know, that love our show, and, you know, a couple hate us to death, which is fine. You know, that's what, it's perfect. That's what America's all about. But, you know, we still appreciate you letting us know how much you hate us, but we enjoy coming into your house and coming into your offices and just helping you every single Saturday. That's what the show is all about. That's what we enjoy doing. Thank you to Sean and Mary for allowing us to have access to the airwaves every Saturday from 10 until 1. We'll be back next Saturday. Thank you to all the listeners, and thank you to all the experts on the show. You guys are three. Ray, you've done an amazing job. Roy, helping listeners. Dave, if I go down the list, I'll miss him. But all of our realtors, all of our partners, all of our home experts that come in every Saturday, every single Saturday, to answer your questions and to help you. Thank you. Thank you to Bob, and thank you to all the guys in the sports department and in the newsroom. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, everybody that makes the show. Thank you, Brendan. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Ashley. Just thank everybody that's got everything to do with the show. We appreciate it. We hope you and your family and your loved ones have a safe, healthy, and happy new year. We'll be back next Saturday, a regular time. 10 until 1. Happy new year, everyone.